Get your films on with the Blurgs.
Once an idea has taken hold of the brain, it's almost impossible to eradicate.
Unpacking movies has never been more spot on, woke, fire, and just plain lit.
They are lit all the time.
So if you're unsure whether or not to plop down some cash for a film, check out the Blurgs.
When a man with a 45 meets a man with a rifle, the man with a pistol is a dead man.
Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
You really only need to hang, mean bastard. But mean bastards, you need to hang.
Don't say you weren't warned. Ridiculous. Here's Brandon and Jeff.
Hello and welcome to a special mini episode. We're doing I'm doing a quick review of Quasi with Jeff. Fox Searchlight reached out to me this Thursday, 4/20. Quasi will be dropping on Hulu, and Fox Searchlight, they were kind enough to reach out, let me see the movie early and do a quick brief interview with Broken Lizard, which you will hear after this. The video will be up on our YouTube page, so you could also watch the video too. These guys were nice, they were friendly, they were really composed. It was a nice little interview, short interview. Very short. So Quasi, it's a riff off of Quasimodo, the Hunchback. You know, they're doing their version of Quasi in the Middle Ages. It's not exactly Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's just a character that Steve LeMay created while they're still working out their stuff when they're doing stand up, and eventually that character evolved and over the years, and so they got the idea to do this movie. And if you've seen a Broken Lizard movie, you know what to expect. You know what I mean? Like, I like Super Troopers a lot, especially like the first 20 minutes of Super Troopers is some of the funniest shit I've ever seen. Like, that shit still cracks me up to this day. Shit, I might go watch that to just the first 20 minutes tonight. That shit is hilarious. And they've had other movies that are fucking pretty funny, like Beer Fest with the Jew Eye. That shit still cracks me up. I can't remember. Club Dread has its moments.
Club Dread, and then they had Super Troopers too.
Yeah. Also, Brian Cox is in Super Troopers. I can't remember if it was one or two.
No, he was in first one.
Yeah.
Because he dies in one.
Right.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Apparently he smoked weed on set too. He didn't give a fuck.
That was fucking Brian Cox. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He don't give a fuck. He's like the anti Anthony Hopkins. Like, he's like Bizarro Anthony Hopkins.
I'm just surprised to have found that out, considering like how prestigious and how serious he takes his work. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he had to get into character.
Well, anyways, look. You know what you're going to get when you watch this. Like, you understand where this movie's going to end. But there are some funny gags in here. I thought the torture gag was hilarious. There's an incest joke and with cousins. And if you know medieval culture, that's funny. Because that's what they used to do, was like they would marry cousins and their cousins would be super horny for each other. That shit was kind of funny because it's true. So it's hard, man. It's hard to be like mad at that. But like, yeah. Look, if you're not at work on 4/20, or if you took the day off on 4/20, first off, have fun. Enjoy yourself. But second of all, don't go anywhere. Like, I know you probably took off to go see Super Mario, but, you know, save the Uber money, save the ticket money, save the gas. You know, I don't want you driving impaired. Nobody should be driving under the influence, first off. Stay home. Watch this. This is up on Hulu. It's only an hour and a half. I think it's less than an hour and a half, if I recall correctly. But, yeah, it's up on Hulu, man. Like, watch this. What else are you going to do besides have your boys over or go to your boy's house? Like, Quasi. It's an hour and a half, and then y'all could do whatever your ritual is on 4/20.
Now, is it a pothead movie? Like, is there weed in it? Or is it just like one of those, like, you can get high and really enjoy this type movies?
Yeah, it's a you can get high and really enjoy this movie.
All right.
It's that type of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, will I watch this again? Probably not. You know what I mean? Because, like, for me, personally, I like watching, when I'm under the influence, I like watching heady shit. You know what I mean? Like, shit that's just like, yo, this is fuck. Shit I like watching sober. So, like, you know, Doom or any like Nolan or fucking Denny shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'll tell you this. I made the mistake yesterday of eating an edible and then watching Inland Empire, because that's one of the Lynch movies I haven't seen. And watching that, I was like, oh yeah, it's Easter. There's bunnies in this movie. I've never seen it. Oh man, Jeff, I was terrified for 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I saw Inland Empire, I think once, sober. And I never want to watch it again. So I can only imagine being fucked up.
For those of you listening, just to, before we get back to Quasi, I want to make this clear. If you've seen Twin Peaks: The Return, that's Inland Empire. Except there's parts of it. There's parts of Twin Peaks: The Return I understand. I don't understand anything about Inland Empire.
It's Lynch. You don't have to. He's like, fuck your sense of, like David Lynch doesn't give a fuck about whether you understand his movies, because he understands them.
Right. But, you know, like I said, man, you could do worse, honestly. Like, I think it's admirable that after 30 years, Broken Lizard, they're still together as a comedy troupe making movies. And these dudes all rotate positions, and they said going forward they are going to probably try out playing multiple roles, because each member of Broken Lizard does play multiple roles in this. And I appreciate Jay Kondrashak taking a step back from directing and letting Kevin Heffernan direct this one,
right? Because that's like I'm on IMDb right now, and like, because usually all of the Broken Lizard stuff, all these movies have been directed by Jay, I don't want to butcher his name,
Kondrashak. Jay's also done like a lot of, you know, comedy movies and TV, you know what I mean? So it's not just Broken Lizard, but like, shout out to him though, you know, for like, saying like, hey, somebody else want to take the wheel here?
Does it have a different vibe than the other movies that he has directed? Like, can you tell that he's not at the helm?
No, because that's the thing, is like, I feel like these guys are so in sync that it just feels like another Broken Lizard movie, and I mean that in a positive way, not a negative way, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
are there any cameos in it? Is like that, like,
anything you should look out for? I'm gonna be honest with you, it's been like a week and a half since I've seen it, so there probably is some cameos that I probably missed. But I would like to say shout out to Adrian Palilecki. She's very game in this movie. Like, she's all in, and she knows what she's in, and you know, I appreciate her for like doing, you know, comedy.
Right. I mean, so in the pantheon of Broken Lizard movies, where would you rank this?
Quasi, probably in the middle. Like, the top is still Super Troopers, followed directly by Beer Fest, and then I would probably put Quasi after Beer Fest, then Club Dread, and then everything else.
Right. There's like the Slammin' Salmon.
Yeah, that's the bottom.
Salmon.
Yeah, that's the bottom. Actually, you know what? I take that back. So, Super Troopers, Beer Fest, Quasi, Super Troopers 2, Club Dread, and then Slammin' Salmon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know, so it falls right in the middle. You know, that's fine. Look, and you can't ask for... These guys know what they're making, right? They're a comedy troupe, right? Like, they're not... They're not trying to change the game. They're trying to just tell you a funny ass story and like hang out with their friends and tell jokes, dick and fart jokes. I'm about that.
Again,
I have a problem with that.
It's coming on Hulu this Thursday, 4:20. It's going to be right up there. Like, yo, me and Jeff, we review Hulu movies all the time. And as far as Hulu movies go, this is one where I can safely say you could watch it, enjoy it, and, you know.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. It's not Boston Strangler where I was just like, man, that was a waste of fucking time. But it's not fucking Rye Lane where you're just like, oh, no, this was a heater.
Right, right. I get you. And like there's room for that.
Right.
There's room for just like an enjoyable movie.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Right. This also, like, to me, this ain't really a stoner movie. This is like a alcohol movie. You drink alcohol and watch this rather than smoke weed and watch this.
Right. I get that. Like Beer Fest. Like I can't watch Beer Fest without either having a beer in my hand or wanting to have a beer in my hand.
Yo, now I just thought about it. God damn it. I wished I had asked them about Potfest.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
That's right.
Fuck. Because you talking about Beer Fest. God damn it.
Maybe someone asked that out there. We'll find out. We'll find out. But like, let's spin spotlight. So your Fox searchlight in emails. Hey, look, we got another question.
Yeah, do a follow up. We want to do a follow up with Broken Lizard.
Right.
Hey, Broken Lizard, I'd love to have you guys back on the show and actually do like because you got the way it was set up was it was all five of them. And because the time was so short, I had to directly direct my questions to each individual.
Each and everyone, right.
Instead of a group. And I felt bad because there was a couple of them who didn't get to speak. And I wanted to, honestly, my questions were for the group rather than the specific person. So I think the interview could have been a little better. But like, yeah, as a group, I would like to have you guys back on the show so we could actually have like a long-winded interview where you guys all get to do 5-minute answers or 2-minute answers or how long it needs to take. You know what I mean?
All right, Disney, if you're listening, get on that. We want to talk to Broken Lizard.
All right. So that's my review for Quasi. It's on Hulu this Thursday, 4:20. Watch it. That's all I can say. Watch it.
All right. Cool.
And here is my interview with Broken Lizard. Hi, I'm Brandon Norwood, and I am the co-host and creator of the Film Blurs podcast. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
This is for Kevin. Kevin, I want to know specifically, how do you make sure the jokes hit when you're directing, whether it's like in the action scenes that you have or, you know, just when you guys are just lounging and riffing?
Well, I think it's funny that because we've worked together for so many years, so we have a rhythm. And I think our trick has always been, if you can make the other guys laugh, then you know your jokes will work out there for the world. So it's really just the jokes land when you know the other guys are laughing, you know? And I think that's the focus we've always had.
Okay. And Steve, Quasimodo's been played by so many different characters and types over the years. How did you... see an opportunity to bring a new twist to this character?
I think, you know, Quasi is really an everyman. And he and I shared similar qualities in that we, you know, tend to speak out of the side of our mouths and have poor posture and are virgins. So it was a natural choice.
Dug deep right in here.
That's right. Yeah, right in here.
Now, Kevin, was it hard writing this script with the rest of the Broken Lizard crew, seeing as the Hunchback of Notre Dame, as I just asked Steve, has been portrayed countless times over the years?
Yeah. No, well, you know, it was based on a character that Lemmy used to do back in the day, like, you know, 20, 30 years ago when we were working on it. And so the script has kind of evolved. I don't even know if it was necessarily, you know, so much the Hunchback of Notre Dame, you know, as we started, and it was more of just a Hunchback character. And then we kind of moved it into that direction. But I, you know, I guess we're obviously not playing strictly you know, the Hunchback of Notre Dame. We're not being faithful to that story. So we never really felt like we had to be, I don't think. Did you do research, Lemmy, for the Hunchback? Or
not at all.
All right. And my final question, I'm going to throw it to both Jay and Kevin. Making a movie's hard, right? It's like the 12 steps, the 12 trials of Hercules of trying to get it made. Was there anything making this movie that you learned that you're going to be using going forward?
I think we're always going to play multiple characters now.
Yeah, I mean, we usually cast the villain, and bring somebody like, you know, Bill Paxton, or he wasn't the villain, but you know what I mean. And this time we played all the parts, and we found that very satisfying, very fun. So hopefully we'll do more of that.
Awesome. Thank you for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're the Film Blurreds. I'm Brandon Nord, and I'm the motherfucking protagonist.
I'm the protagonist.
I'm Jeff Stewart, a.k.a. He Who Remains.
Don't come at us. It's just fucking movies.
You've been listening to the Film Blurs podcast.
Man, I just love what you guys do, man.
I never miss an episode. It's the best.
It's my favorite podcast.
Follow Jeff on IG on MindFireXL and Brandon on Twitter at BJNTweets.